Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking Chains. Breaking Chains is a show that will break generational curses that are holding our youth and families in bondage. It's freedom time.
Freedom time.
You're now listening to Breaking Chains with your host, Minister Roderick Williams.
God bless you in the name of the Son, Jesus the Christ. I want to say good evening to everyone out there in podcast world. Pastor Rod's doing your radio. Supposed to have some other guests, but they haven't called in yet, so we're just going to keep this thing going. First and foremost, I want to give honor, glory, and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that comforts me throughout the day. And thank you to our Creator, Father God. We just want to thank you for the opportunity to crack the airwaves, come to your people, Father God, with one voice, one purpose to serve you and lift up your holy name. And Father God, we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Also, we send our blessings to the whole world that is listening, and we ask that we come together as a people, as God's people, and do what we're supposed to do. Bless us, oh Father, to go out to go you do your work tonight, Father God, and feed your people, Father God, what it is that you fed me to give to them. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your armor on, y'all. It's time to get busy. Pastor Rod's on your radio. Especially
breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
No, the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press. You know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
Depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well-doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, instead of creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. Grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pier. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no matches, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
Look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression.
No.
Count it joy and temptation.
Yeah.
Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race.
Yeah.
Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith.
Yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body.
Woo.
I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the Spirit to work through you.
Yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid.
No.
But I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise.
No.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say.
I Refuse. That's our kickoff song. Hey, back, welcome back. Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. Pastor Rod's on your radio. Apostle Gag, good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Glory to God. Glory to God. It's another glorious day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glad to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful in the Lord, I tell you. I tell you, without him, ain't me. So ain't no me without him. So I'm great. If I'm living, that means he's still with me in the name of Jesus.
It wouldn't be nothing without him.
I mean, you know, sir.
And that's what I can't understand why the world can't understand that it would be nothing here without him.
Yeah,
think
absolutely
about that,
the
think
truth.
About that. I mean, Pastor, it wouldn't be nothing. It wouldn't be nothing here without him. Everything that they created, everything that they made, it came from the elements that was already here.
Absolutely.
I mean, the mentality, the instrumentality, everything came from what was already here, what God created. That would be nothing without him.
So on this night right here, the special assignment leads me to the topic that I want to talk about tonight, about what we just talked about right there and what you were saying. The materials, the herbs, the spices, the minerals, the oils, everything was already here. And the problem with today's society and the world, and even the church world, there's a problem with one thing. Here's the problem. Mark 3:25, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And it's something, because that's something you sent to me over the weekend, and that's been something in my spirit, because here's the problem. A house is divided against itself, so that's why it's not standing, and that's why it's falling apart now. And the problem is that, for number one, we're trying to take charge over something that we don't even own. We're trying to be on top of everything when the scripture says, seek ye the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added. So we are missing the point, and it's dividing the house everywhere all around us. And not only in the family, but is in the church, is in the society, is in the world. And we all been confused, hoodwinked, and bamboozled with distractions of Satan, been deceived. And the thing about it is that the ones that know better don't do better to educate better. We are still on this kick about now, even worse now than ever, that I got mine, you got to get yours. I don't got to help you get yours. I had to hustle and work hard for mine, so you got to do the same thing. So which scratches out the love in the earth that we're supposed to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves, and we're not doing that. So everything that God has told us to do, we've chose to do the opposite of it. So that brings me to tonight, in this special assignment, to talk about why is it that society and everything is so divided. And I'm going to even go so deep and say God's people, who say that they're God's people, when he says that, guess what? You talk about me and got my name on your lips. I'm just paraphrasing it, but I ain't nowhere in your heart. You know what I'm saying? And I also understand the scripture when it says that whatever so a man have in his heart, so he speak it. So you know what I'm saying? You out here doing things and showing your true selves, because God is exposing what the truth is all about, and we're still not paying attention. So that's just not me speaking nothing over anybody. Those are just facts. And it gets to a point where, as even so deep in the house of God, that we're still comparing and competing for what? I don't know, because, you know what I'm saying, man's pleasure to me doesn't please me. It's all about me pleasing God, what I'm all about. So if that was Jesus Christ walking on earth, and John the Baptist was coming before him to prepare the way, to inform you, you know what I'm saying, that you know, the kingdom of God is at hand, what makes it so different today? I may be more stern than you. I may be more radical than you. But that doesn't mean we ain't supposed to have the same message. So that's why the house is divided, because we're trying to compete to see who's doing and delivering better than the next, which that means nothing to God. It's about whether or not you're doing it from your heart and sincerely to him and the son Jesus, because the one died for you and rose from the grave for you. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just where I am tonight about the special assignment. And I'm trying to get a better understanding on how we need to approach this situation of everything being divided against each other. We ain't finna talk about no politics, because until we can pull ourselves back together, we don't understand politics. We don't understand what the truth and the lie is, because so we still just are divided. We not helping one another. We're too busy. We on this phone call together, and when you hang up, somebody else on another phone call talking about you. So those things are going on right now. And you know, folks, it's just crazy. And you just dividing the house even more, you know what I'm saying? And you spilling that poison out of your filthy mouths, you know what I'm saying? And you thinking that you are hurting people, but you're hurting yourself, because God is listening. God is watching. And you know, your special assignment need to be checking in the mirror and looking at yourselves and getting yourselves in order, because God going to judge you, you know, the way according to your living. And God going to judge me according to my living. Not what you saying about me, but what I'm actually doing is what God is concerned with. So the special assignment tonight is where you living at, where you at, you know what I'm saying? Where are you? And it was something, because Wednesday we had a special show where we had everybody to just come from their spirit and put something in the air. Everybody hosted Wednesday night, and it was awesome. So I want to got to do it and come in and say tonight, you know, we getting ready to go into a new year. Where do you stand? You know what I'm saying? What are you all about? Are you a double-minded man, unstable in all your ways, staggering on the fence, you know what I'm saying, getting yourself all caught up between your legs and getting all irritated because you don't know which way to go? So it's time to make a decision, you know what I'm saying? Who you riding with, you know what I'm saying? Who you riding with, you know, because we all supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? We got to get these people on one accord, you know what I'm saying? 2 Chronicles 7:14 say that. If my people who are called by my name, see, we got to come together before God can start doing something. He can't do nothing for you unless he's doing something for me. He say his people, not his person. You know, God's out of respect to persons. So he do it as a people, you know, his people, his children. And we got to get people back on that one accord, the one body of Christ, the one church, the one baptism. You understand what I'm saying? That's where I am right now. I'm through playing. I'm through talking about it. We going to do it or we ain't going to do it. And I'm coming stern like this because I can. I pay the bills over here, so I get to do it. And that's an arrogant statement in the name of the Lord, because I'm covered by the blood. I can talk like this because it's time out for playing. You know what I'm saying? We going to either be on one accord with it or we ain't. You know what I'm saying? And you got to talk to God's people just like that, because they need to be fired up, stirred back up, because the devil ain't playing with you. You already see what he's doing. He's tearing everybody apart. He's tearing the family apart. He's tearing the church apart. He's tearing everything apart. And ain't nobody going to say nothing about it? Ain't nobody going to say nothing? The devil is alive.
Glory to God.
You know what I'm saying? A man and a woman of God supposed to know that the devil is defeated, but half the world don't know that he defeated. The half the world don't know why. That's why the statistics are the way that they are. That's why the crime is so high. We know he defeated, but we got to let the people know he's defeated. It ain't about us. It is not about us. It's about us being the sheep to feed the it's about us being the shepherds feeding the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We sheep to the God, but they are sheep to us too, because we have to educate and teach them, because we are called and chosen of God to do that. So if we his servants, that means we have to serve the people.
Glory to God. And a house divided against itself cannot stand.
It cannot stand.
Mm-mm.
It cannot stand. It won't stand. Not at all.
I mean,
not at all.
I mean, you know, if we look at it, if we look at if we look at the church today, as you know, you made the statement saying that a lot of pastors, a lot of shepherds that are out here, they're saying, "Well, I got mine." Wait a minute, no, you don't have yours. Those are God's sheep. Those are God's children. None of that belongs to you. That house that you're in where you worship at, God established that. That is God's house. You don't even own the flesh that you're walking around in.
That's right.
That ain't even yours. That's not even yours. But you're going to have to give an account for every deed that you've done in that body that God gave you, that DNA that God constructed. You're going to have to give an account for every word. The word of God says for every idle word. For every word that you didn't even mean to say. Okay, what do you think is yours? Okay, and now you've been given a charge, man and woman of God. I'm speaking to our men. That's what Pastor was saying. We got to start at home first. We got to start with us first before we can go out to anybody else. We got to start here first. So I'm speaking to my men and women of God. You know, God gave you a charge, and I want you to think back to when God first called you, when he first called you, what was it that God said to you? Because that was your mission. Your mission wasn't to pass a big ruler. Your mission wasn't to go over here and do such and such and such. That came along as you went, as you advanced in your field, as you advanced in your career. You know, those things came along. But what was the first thing? I want you to go back, men and women of God, to what God first told you to do. What was his first calling? Because, you see, if we go back to the Word of God, everything started at that first calling. When God first spoke to David, what did God tell him? You know, he let him know that you were going to be king, that I'm going to make you king. He was anointed king. He was anointed to be the king of Israel before he killed Goliath.
Yeah.
While he was still a shepherd boy.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And when we look at Jeremiah, when we look at his calling, he was a little boy. You know, he was a young man. And God called him and set him Pastor Rod, you know. We're saying the house is divided. You know why? Because people are not doing what they were instructed to do by God. If everybody did their ministry, if everybody did their ministry, did their part, then, you know, one is the brick, one is the stone, one is the mortar, one is the piece of wood, one is, you know, and all together, when we come together, we make up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Okay, I could have probably used a better illustration of that, but right now we're trying to repair the church. You said the house is divided against itself. The house is divided. But look at us. We out here trying to patch up the window. We out here trying to patch up the roof, and we trying to fix the plumbing. No, the house is divided. So before we can do any of that, we got to bring the house back together. Okay, and I love the way you do the disclaimer. We're not out here trying to preach against the church or turn, you know,
That's right.
We love you. We are exposing these things, and we are bringing the truth to you so that you might repent and turn back to your first love, turn back to God. All right, I'm going to kick it back over to you.
That's a good one. That's powerful right there, Apostle. I love the way you put that. You know, we got Minister Jackson joining in. We're gonna throw it over to him in a second because I know he I know he able to catch in on that conversation. So, Minister Jackson, I want you to come with a comment on that as well. And what we're talking about, the special assignment tonight, is just you know, Mark 3:25, where it says, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And we're talking about tonight that it's time to really be serious about this And, you know, I told Apostle that, guess what? You know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me acknowledge this real quick. Holy Spirit just told me to say that it's the three men on here, the three wise men tonight. And that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is represented with the three wise men on tonight. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for making me acknowledge that. That's a disclaimer I had to put in there real quick. But we have to make sure that we acknowledge that the house is divided, and we have to put this house back together. And we can't patch it up because, you know, like Apostle said, you know what I'm saying, we out here trying to fix something. We're doing patchwork, and that's just a Band-Aid. So this is something the Holy Spirit just gave me, is that we can't put a Band-Aid on it no more, because one thing about it is Christ said that he was going to tear down and rebuild it in 3 days. So in the name of Jesus, we got to tear down and rebuild it, you know what I'm saying, in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? We got to do what Christ said that it needs to be done in order for it to be back together. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to. That's what we're doing. We're tearing it down, and we have to rebuild it. And we have to be together to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's on us to rebuild now. You know what I'm saying? It's on us to rebuild because we have an assignment. Listen, let me ask you something. If your assignment is to go out and put a family back together, in order to put the family back together, you can't deal with Band-Aids. You got to go all the way to the foundation where the root of the problem is. You heard Apostle say you got to go back all the way when you first got called. So we got to go back to the first when the house got divided in order to tear it up and rebuild it, so we can get the foundation back steady again, because the cornerstone in the foundation actually is Christ. Yeah. But then, you know what I'm saying, we have to come in there somewhere to hold the family together, to hold the church together, to hold the community together, to hold the neighborhood together, hold everything together. That's our responsibility. So, Minister Jackson, the special assignment is that we through playing, but we got to put the house back together, and we got to do it for the pleasing of God, not man.
My Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. First and foremost, God, a great evening to my brothers and everyone that's listening. You know, you said some mighty powerful things. Turning from your first love, you know, being concerned about what people think, pointing the finger, you know. I love the boldness that the way we we confront. It's the difference between confronting and attacking, you know, exposing. People want to hide behind the church. They want to play with the church. They want to hide behind the church, because when you confronting the enemy and you confronting the ones that are working for the enemy, the first thing they want to use is you're attacking the church. You know, they want to hide behind you're attacking the church, when all we're doing is making the people, letting the people know what's going on. Because Satan has blinded some leaders into thinking that they built their house on the foundation of Jesus, when they really built it on sand. It's just waiting to be blown away, just waiting to be exposed. You know, just like you said earlier, my brother, when in the word of God, it said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. The land is sick. The land is still sick, because just like Pastor Gant said, just like you just said, people are not on their assignments. People are not doing what God has called them to do. You know, and he was referring to the mortar and all that. You know, you got one apostle, you got some evangelists, you got some pastors, you know. People are so busy trying to dip and dabble in other people's business or other people's assignment that they can't be doing their own. You know, just like you said earlier, when we're on here confronting the enemy and we're being bold, after we get off the radio, after we're doing attacking the enemy and confronting him, it's some people coming behind us, not talking with us, but talking about us. When the disciples came to Jesus, he said, we saw one doing such and such a thing. But Jesus said, if they're doing it in the name of God, and I'm paraphrasing, if they're doing it godly work, then they're not against me, they're for me. But people think
that we are against them. That's good.
We are against them because the enemy has blinded them, you know, to thinking that, okay, let me put it like this. When the disciples said, we saw this one over here doing this in the name of Jesus. We see Brother Rod over here doing this in the name of Jesus. We see Pastor Gant over here doing this in the name of Jesus. And people are running behind them. People are following them. So now they've gotten jealous because they're recruiting people in the wrong way. When all we're doing is trying to expose false prophets. We're exposing pulpit pimps. We're exposing fleece flockers. You know, so now they're trying to make what we're doing and what we're saying just like they were telling people about Jesus. He's doing this. He's casting down his enemies. He's doing this in the name of Beelzebub. But Jesus said, how can a house stand that is going against itself? See, people are too busy worrying about how we coming at them because we coming hard. And we come harder every week. People are so concerned about what we're doing that they've lost focus on what they should be doing. And it's not that's my brother, they preaching the word of God, they speaking the word of God, because what we do, we bring it in the name of Jesus by the power of God under the anointed authority of the Holy Ghost. So we are doing what God has called us to do, but because they didn't think of it first, or because they weren't bold enough to speak against the enemy first, because they wasn't, help me with this word, that boldness. I'm going to just stay with boldness. They didn't have that boldness to confront the enemy first. They want to say, well, what they're doing over there, they're doing it to bring themselves notoriety, you know? And it's so sad. Just because they wasn't bold or cocky, that's my word, they weren't cocky enough to come at Satan with both barrels loaded. You know, so now what we're doing is not of God because they didn't think of it first. Because they didn't come at the enemy first. Because we've exposed them for who they really are and who they really serve.
It starts in the mirror.
You got to look at that man in the mirror. You got to look at that man in the mirror. Just like you were saying earlier, you said a few weeks ago, are you on your assignment? And they're not. And because we're on our assignment, they're trying to tear it down. But God said, no, you can't tear down what I'm building. You can't tear down what I'm building. And if God be for us, which he is, hey, the devil in hell can't be against us. So if I'm afraid of your daddy, I sure as hell ain't scared of you. I'm coming at him. And if you get in my way, I'm going through you to get to him. Just like the only way you can get to God the Father is to come through the Son. I don't mind coming through his kinfolk to get to him. I'm not afraid of the enemy because God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power.
Yeah.
And I'm coming with a sound mind. But the thing about it is what you would fail to realize is.
All right, Brother Jackson. I want to reel you in a little bit. I got to give some other people some time to talk to now.
Okay, I'm sorry, my brother.
Because I felt you then. I felt your I felt intensity coming through those airwaves just then. You know. And here's the thing though. I don't want it to come off as if we're attacking though. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Everybody, we're
not talking to each other when we're on here. We're talking to the masses of people. So we have to be mindful of how they're, and I'm not trying to tear down what you're saying. I agree totally. But I also have to be mindful of the countries that are listening and the people that are listening around the world. And here's okay. my thing that I want you to tell us is that when we get to that, because that's good you went that way, but I want you to tell us, and Apostle, this is our next question. I want you to start this, Brother Jackson, because you're the one that bought everybody's, you bought us up, and we are ready to go there right now. And mm-hmm. I want you to see what the Apostle has said, like we are attacking them when he made that disclaimer. Mm-hmm. So the intensity that comes up in you like that, this is good. This is going to be real good. The intensity that just came up in you just then, what makes us get to that point that we get so intense that we get almost to a place where we just gone? You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I've done it on the air. Mm-hmm. So okay. what makes us go there? What is it about the house being so divided that's got us where we are on that edge right there sometimes mm-hmm. where we get to that point?
My Lord.
You know, so what takes us there? And do this one, because we got another guest on the phone I just see called okay. in. Do this one in about 3 minutes. And Apostle, I want you to answer that too. What takes us there? Because I know I do it, and we never discussed it. And when I heard you just now, I felt your intensity in you because that's the way I get. What makes us go there? What takes
you
us there?
It has gotten to the point that we're tired. We're sick and tired of people using God for ill-gotten gain. We're sick and tired okay. of people trying to divide the house. We're sick and tired of people feeding God's sheep false doctrine. I'm gonna sum it up like this, Pastor Rob. We're just sick and tired of being sick and tired of people doing what they want to do in God's house and think that it's okay. Think that, you know, you're telling the sheep to do as I say, but not as I do. You know, you want to claim God, but you want to still do the work. And it's gotten to a point where we're just fed up because people are dying every day, going to hell, because just like you said some weeks ago, people are being pulled every which way. They don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. And we've just gotten to the point that we're sick and tired. And I love God's people, but I'm tired of God's people being used and deceived and manipulated, and they're just like lost sheep. They don't know which way to go. They don't. If you're talking about them and they're talking, you know, we talking about the word. We're talking according to the word. We want no saints left behind because somebody is trying to be seen, somebody's trying to be heard, you know, somebody's trying to be popular, somebody's trying to tell people what they need, what they want to hear instead of what they need to know, you know. And I've just gotten tired. I'm tired. Okay. I'm tired of seeing this every day, and they think it's okay.
Okay.
And it's not. It's not.
Okay. So that's another. I got another part to that question right there, and I want you to hold that, Apostle. I want you to answer that same question because I got a part B, Brother Jackson. You just brought a part B to that question to my spirit, and I thank you for that answer because I got a part B for you coming up, Apostle. What takes us to that peak moments? Because you've been with me going on five years now, and you've seen a lot of my peak moments. And we never discussed this publicly on the radio. And Millicent Jackson, the Apostle, has been so many peak moments with me.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo! You know, Lord, have mercy.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's love. You know, I didn't know why my mama slapped me upside my head and said, boy, put that shirt on right. it was out of love. You know, and because we love the church, we are obligated to preach the truth.
Amen.
Can't preach nothing else. You see, and then there is we made a covenant with God. Men and women of God, you hear what I'm saying to you tonight. You made a covenant with God, and it came out of this word. It said that if I send you to the sinner to rebuke him for his sin, or to tell him to transgress from his sinful ways, and you do not tell him, that blood, he said, he's going to die in his sin, and I'm going to require his blood at your hand.
That's right.
At your hand.
That's right.
All right. So this is not a game, okay? And I praise God for you building your ministry. I praise God. My ministry started right here in my living room. You know, it started in my living room. Glory to God. And then we got a little building. So then we got a little church building. You know, you see, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the work of God. We're talking about the spiritualness of the church. Right now, we got churches on every corner. But we are, as Pastor Rod said from the beginning, a house divided. Now, let me share something with y'all. The church, the body of Christ, when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ, is the most powerful thing on the face of the earth. God gave all power to Jesus Christ, and then Jesus Christ turned around and gave all that power to the church.
Come on now.
He gave all power in heaven, all power on earth, and all power beneath the earth. He gave it to the church. All right.
You better
now what we have to do is operate in that power. What happened in the 1960s with Dr. King, when the church came together, black folks, white folks, Oriental folks, whatever kind of folks, when the church came together as one, it shut down the nation.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sure did.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the SCLC, and all of those groups that came together with them, they did something that ain't nobody in the world been able to do. They brought America to its knees.
To its knees.
Without firing
Amen.
One bullet. Without firing
That's right.
one shot.
That's right.
That's the power of the church. And if the body
Amen.
Of Christ, just think right now, if all the churches in Atlanta, if all the churches in Mobile, okay, if all the churches in Jacksonville came together for one day just to pray, what would happen?
Shut it down.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shut it down.
I agree.
Jesus.
We have a guest. Sister, would you like to comment tonight? The line is open to you.
Yes, peace and love, brothers.
Peace and love. God bless.
Yes, I just wanted to add a few things that I think we sometimes forget, and that is always coming from Philippians 2 and 5. When you start talking about a house divided, what divides us is our minds. So, in Philippians 2 and 5, it said, let this mind be in you.
Amen. Awesome. Amen.
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Okay, that's the part that I think sometimes as leaders or pastors of churches, they don't see themselves too much as servants, but as Pharaoh.
That's right.
Okay.
My Lord.
And that's when the house becomes divided, because you have to be in the form of a servant when you start, you know, preaching the word of God. And
Amen.
So, well, let me finish this, and then I'm going to sum it up for you. So, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. So whenever we talk about houses being divided and churches, you know, not preaching, you know, the word of, they're preaching the word of God, they're putting extra things in there of themselves.
Amen.
Okay. And that's what basically divides it, because you can't divide the word of God. You can't do it. You can't divide it. It is what it is. It's what God said, and that's just the way it is. So when we make ourselves servants, then, and in being in the like mind of Christ, then you make yourself equal in mind of God, not power, in mind. Okay, that's why he didn't think it was robbery when he made himself equal. Because it was a mind thing. He was in the mind of what God is, not in the power of what God is. So a lot of pastors really need to be servants out there and not pharaohs.
You know? Right
on.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, that's a bit.
That's good. That's something, because when Apostle and I came on, that was something that we talked about, that you have to be, if we are servants of God, we have to be servants to the people. We have to serve the people because we're servants to God. You know, in order for people to get fed, we have to serve them. And we're trying to put ourselves in areas where we're supposed to be served. And Jesus came to the earth, said that he didn't come to be served. He came to serve. So, you know what I'm saying? It is divided, sister. And I totally agree with that. That is powerful. And let me kick off the part B to that. Brother Jackson, we talked about being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the thing about that one is that it's hard for us to really act on that, speak on that, or be about that, because we are children of the Most High God, and we are servants of His, and He is no respecter of persons, and He loves everybody, and He tells us that we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Yea, though we are tired of the way that they are using God and doing things the way that they are, I think that we have to put our mindset, sister just said, it's a mind thing. So we have to go back to the place where Christ, when he walked the earth, and the abuse and the things that he had to take on, and they still didn't receive him. They murdered him. But for our good, for sure. Thank you, Lord. However, how do we, without showing a frustration or an anger or something that would seem to be negative to the unknown person, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A person that don't know. How do we go about making sure that we keep ourselves on the right path and track so that they won't be confused about what they're seeing or hearing?
Okay. You know, it's like every time when I know that you're going to be bringing forth the radio broadcast, I ask Jesus, I pray that I can be meat fit for his use. You know, sometimes I get excited. But I try not to get off course. I try not to get off track, you know. And the intensity in my voice And I thank God for you, Pastor Rod. I thank God for you, Pastor Gant, and the woman of God that's on here. But Pastor Rod, I thank God for you because we talk and you bring a calmness upon me. You bring a calmness upon me, and you know God will put the right people in your path to be a blessing, you know, and not a curse. To calm you down, to correct you, to say, bring it down, brother. It's okay, but you know, you when you got that passion and that zeal to protect God's people, you know, sometimes we might come off not the way we're meant to. But like you said, you know, I have a great love for God's people, and I have a passion for God's people. You know, when you were talking, when the sister was talking, and I don't want to get off track, but when the sister was talking, the Holy Spirit placed this into me, okay, into my spirit, and he said, you know, the hirelings did not care about the sheep. So when the wolves attack, the hirelings flee, you know, they leave the sheep. They leave the sheep, and now the sheep are vulnerable. So when the enemy attacks, I am the son. I am a joint heir with Jesus. So when the enemy attacks, I go in attack mode.
Right.
To protect God's people, just like the woman of God said. I didn't come here to be served. I came to serve just like Jesus came to serve. So when the enemy attacks, I go in attack mode. I'm ready for whatever you bring, but I'm coming with the word of God. You know, I might be loud. No, I am loud. I am loud. But it's not to frighten anyone away. It's to get your attention because this thing is so serious to me, you know. This thing is so serious to me because it's time out. Pastor Gant has said this time and time and time and time again. It's time out to stop playing church, you know. I love you all with the love of God, but don't let my tone perceive me to be something other than what I am, and that's just a man after God's own heart, a man after God's own heart with the love of God's people. I love God's people, and it's just time out for it's time to pray without cease, you know, just like the word of God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, we must pray one for another continuously, but we also got to confront that enemy. We got to take his head off. We got to take his head off and separate it from that body, you know, separate it from that body. But just like Pastor Gann said earlier, it's not with the Malcolm X type mindset by any means necessary. It's with the Martin Luther King mindset, with humility, you know, with love, with compassion. So sometimes I bring both of them together. Because I love God's people just that much.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
We have to be bold. We have to be radical. And that's what I love. Mm. That's why I love being a part of this ministry, you know, because we coming at you. We coming at you, but we also, like you said, brother, everybody ain't eating meat. Everybody ain't
Absolutely.
Eating meat. We still got some that's spoon-fed. We still got some that's still on the bottle. So I have to have that mindset of you can't talk to everybody the same way. You know, you can't be confrontational in front of people a certain way because I'm going to put it to you in Scripture. The Word of God lets us know that he would rather we prophesy than to speak in tongues. Because when some people are coming into the building, into the house of God, and they hear the prophets, the speaking in tongues, that something that they're not, you know, familiar with, then they get scared. But if you prophesy a word into their life that, you know, with humbleness and with a softness, you know, then they're better able to receive and they're willing to come in to sup and to listen. So brother, just keep on with me, man. Keep on with me. I appreciate your love.
Without a doubt, man.
I appreciate
I know you're fire. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I said. We're not on here to talk to each other. We on here to feed the people. This is not about us eating. We get fed from God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God feeds us, but we have to feed the people. And you know, just like you just said, you just said it perfectly. You know, you said it for yourself. You know, we are sometimes feeding people that are on bottles and don't understand. And I know the fire and the intensity that you have. You know, I read it every day, and when we talk, so I know because we on the same page. here's the one. Apostle Gann is the one that's been with me on this thing for about, like I said, almost 5 years, and he's seen some of those moments more than you can imagine. And you know, he had to come and get me a few times to bring me back. So he's had to jump in the deep waters and come get me. So I done jumped around some necks of some people on this radio right here. Pull their tonsils out their mouth. So it got real serious on some nights. I've been at them. So Apostle, what is it that we can do to make people to get people to understand that there are people like us in the Bible, in the Word of God, that were worse than us when it came to God's people and protecting God's people and putting out God's word? Because we know for sure of John the Baptist, one of the main ones, and Saul, who was turned into Paul, and Peter, and a lot of other some of the apostles that were very, very stern about what they were doing and very radical with it. But for sure, John the Baptist was the one. How do we get the people to understand that this is part of certain type of soldiers that are out here doing God's work?
Glory to God. Well, I'm gonna go back to the head. I'm gonna go to our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. I'm gonna go to our Lord and Savior. You know, he was the one, you know, that went inside the temple.
Flip it
and turned over every table.
Flip
the
it.
Same one that laid the same one that raised the little girl from the dead, the
come
same
on.
One
come
that
on.
Opened up the blinded eyes, the same one that fed the 5,000, turned over
come
the
on.
Table.
Flip it. Come on.
Jesus.
Turned over the table. And sometimes, men and women of God, you have to be willing to turn over the table. I'm gonna kick it back to y'all.
Now, that's powerful. That's
yes,
so powerful.
That's
powerful.
About. No, say it on that one. Woman of God, would you like to comment on any of this?
Well, I'm just agreeing that, you know, Jesus was radical, you know, when it came to, you know, protecting the temple of God and protecting the word of God. You know, he got radical at times. And I think preachers need to be radical at times, maybe stop some of the wickedness, you know, that's going on in the churches.
Come
you know, on. Don't stand up for, you know, the word of God and make, you know, the word of God, you know, the apple of people's eyes and not let, you know, people just come into the church and do what they want to
Amen.
Do. You know, that's the eyes of the church right there. So some preachers have to be radical, you know, and I agree with the brother. It just comes a time when you got to be radical and there's nothing wrong with it.
Amen.
There's something wrong with it, actually. You know, when you're protecting the word of God, it's just like protecting your children. You get radical.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, I think it's a good thing.
Yes, indeed. We
mm-hmm.
thank you for that comment, woman of God. Minister Jackson, that felt good to get that compliment right there from the woman of God, wasn't it? You know, it's all right when we come over here and cut some Douglas out. So.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
To God
be the glory.
All the glory goes to God for sure. We cover the slate and we're pretty tired.
Amen. My Lord.
We got a quick break. You tune in to Break Your Chains. It's a special assignment. It's a Monday night. Apostle Gann, Minister Jackson, and the powerful woman of God. We hanging out tonight, y'all. 858-357-9137. Or check us out live streaming, blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. Check this out, y'all. It's got five songs.
They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let them hearts flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. Stop this.
This
God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy, and they left me for dead.
Blood
thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood, and I can't feel my leg. But I'ma live,
I'ma live,
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back, I got my dogs with me. 300 of us, young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit, we are not the same. To live and die for the truth, let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Into the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gonna ride till they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on a shield and carry me home.
I'm ready.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
So welcome back to Breaking Chains, special assignment. You ready for war? That song right there just kind of fit into that groove right there where we were. So, you know, I just think that there's a lot going on out in the world, and it's time to put your war clothes on. If you're not dressed yet, it's time to put your war clothes on. Put your armor on and get in the fight. This is the fight for life and death right here. You know what I'm saying? The kingdom of heaven is taken by force, you know what I'm saying? And they coming at it. And the violence is there. It's all around us. You know what I'm saying? I'm just paraphrasing that, but the violence is all around us. It's not just in the physical form, it's in the spiritual form. And the most important area is the spiritual side. You know what I'm saying? If you over here and make sure that you have defeated the enemy, the enemy's already been defeated. Let's get that understood. He's already been defeated.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? The sister told you it's a mind thing. The woman of God spoke out and clear. It's a mind thing. You know what I'm saying? The foe is dead. He's defeated. He can't do nothing to you until he gets into your head to make you feel like something there. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that you need to put your war clothes on, your full armor of God. You know what I'm saying? Not the figment of your imagination, but your full armor of God, which really exists. You know what I'm saying? Because it tells you all about it. You got your sword of the spirit, which is the Bible. All you got to do is get into the word of God every day. You know what I'm saying? Study that word. Study it. Stay in that word. Stay in that word, because that's how you defeat the enemy, with the word of God. See, he know the word of God, but he can't use the power that lies within the word of God. Only you can do that. And the only way that you can use the power, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know what I'm saying, and walk with Christ and let the Christ walk in you. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way you can use that power now. So don't get it confused that it's just there for everybody. It's there for everybody, but you have to take a certain step too. You know, and that leads to my next question. What is making everybody so hesitant in accepting the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into him? Because in the biblical days, you know what I'm saying, everybody was trying to use the figment of the imagination that they were just so Christ bound, and they the one that put him on the cross. So here we are today, everybody's being confused, and we know that it was written in the word for this time such as this, that the Antichrist, you know what I'm saying? There's plenty of them out here that are out here being exposed and seen and shown and not ashamed. They're just walking and talking and running and bumping gums. But what is it we can do to make sure that our people stay hungry for the word of God instead of the word of the world, Apostle?
Glory to God, glory to God. You have to ask the question again. I was trying to understand what you were saying.
No, I asked, what is it today that we can do to make sure that our people are not, sum it up like this, so deceived by the world and to be able to understand how to take on and deal with it in the word and not be deceived by the world?
Well, glory to God. We have to go back to the word of God. We have to go back to those books like the book of Nehemiah, where they were in captivity, they were in a strange land, because that's the situation that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when we're talking about Black America, okay? You know, we are in a situation where in order for us to say, okay, let me put it like this. The same situation that the body of Christ is in, okay, it can be compared to the same situation that Black America is in. Okay, you're in a strange land. Okay, and in this strange land, you know, they force assimilation. You know, they force you to assimilate to this society, to the religious ethics of this government, to the laws of this government, and you know, and most of that we know it comes from the Catholic Church, it comes from the Protestant Church, from those that came to settle here. And so in order to fit in, you know, you have to go by the laws of this land, which let me say this to y'all, the majority of that wouldn't even be in the law or lawyers or any of that or any government, you know, if it wasn't for the word of God. You see, because everything that we have in our government right now, it came out of this word. It came out of this word. All of the governments that are around the world, the word of God let us know that they are authorized or given authority by God. Okay? The rise of a nation, the fall of a nation is in the hands of God. And right now where we are, we're like the children of Nehemiah. Right now, the church wall, when we're talking about the church right now, like, you know, in Nehemiah's time, the walls of Jerusalem were torn down. The walls of Jerusalem were torn down. And he had to go before the leaders of that day to get money and to get permission to go back to repair the city. Okay, and what we're talking about repairing the church. So what we're doing, it may seem like an aggressive move to our enemies. They're like, well, man, that's an aggressive move for you to go back there and repair the wall. Satan don't want us to repair the walls of the church.
Hmm.
Enemies of Christ don't want us to repair the walls of the church. As my brother was saying earlier, you know, those pimps on there, you know, they don't want us to come in there and preach the truth. They don't want us to expose them, okay? But because we love you, because we love the church, because we love the church, this is what we're doing. We're bringing you face to face with the word of God. And the word of God is telling you, look, right now, church, it's time for you to prepare the walls. It's time for you to bring this divided church together. And if we can do that, you know, we can eliminate the crime in the street. We can eliminate the corruption in our government. Yes, we can. Because we have the ability to vote all of them out
and to put our people in.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And we have the ability to change our communities just by coming outside of our four walls. You can change the community. Okay? Just by giving away those clothes, serving that food, giving them that track, you know, coming out here on this radio broadcast, we can change the environment that's around us.
Amen.
And that's where it's going to start. It's going to start with us doing the word of God, being
Amen.
An example, going back into the neighborhoods and doing what we have to do.
My Lord.
Amen. 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 I totally agree with that. Woman of God, you got a comment?
Yes, brothers, I do. I want to comment out of 2 Timothy, the 4th and 3rd chapter. And we want to concentrate on the church, but we also have to concentrate on the people in the church and what type of mindset that they are having. You know, we do have pastors out there that are really preaching the word of God.
Amen.
But they have
Amen.
A church full of people who want pastors to teach things that suit their passion. So out of 2 Timothy, the 4th and 3rd chapter, it says that for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have ears that will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion. So if you got a man of God that is preaching the true word of God, and you got a church full of people that are after that want teachers that suit their passions and not the passions of Christ, you see, then there's confusion in the church because they want that pastor to preach what they want that suits them, that makes them feel good about what they're doing. So when you brothers are out there and you're preaching the word of God, but you're not preaching what people, you know, want to say that suits them because they want to stay simple. And they want a teacher that's going to teach them that things that suit their passion. So we also got to look at not what the pastors are doing, but what their congregation is doing. They are just as at fault as the pastor because they don't want to suit the passions of Christ. They want their own passion, and they want to stay simple.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's real good. I totally agree, though. That's totally that's totally what's happening. Minister Jackson?
During the break, you know, the Spirit of the Lord came unto me, brother, and I thank God for you. I really do. I ain't kidding. I thank God for you. Just like you said, Pastor Gantz had reeled you in. I'm stepping aside for a sec. Has reeled you in. You know, the first thing that came to my mind in my spirit, God showed me, was that good cop, bad cop thing. You know, you got one that's going to come in there that's going to go hard on him, that's going to try to break him. And I thank God for you coming in there and saying, hi, man, here a cup of coffee, just calm down. He got excited, you know. And that's how I look at it. I don't get offended when you are making me a better person. When you have my better good at hand, you know. You got your brother. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I just wanted to get that out the way first and foremost. But, you know, what we have to do is just like the woman of God was just speaking in 2 Timothy. And we had this discussion before. Preach the word. Preach the word. For in the book of Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. You know, he has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to the receiving of sight of the blind, to preach liberty to them that are captive, you know, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We got to do what God has called us to do without fear, favor, or compromise. You know, the woman of God said something earlier that was so powerful. You know, we got to stop trying to dilute God's word. We got to stop trying to sugarcoat God's word. We got to stop trying to put in what we think. We got to stop assuming, and we got to stop giving opinion. And all we got to do is just preach the word. Because the word It's not us that tries to judge. When we bring forth the word will convict. You know, you got so many people when we come on this broadcast that's listening that we're not looking for no likes. We're not, you know, we're not looking for you to accept because the word convicts. The word speaks for itself by itself, you know, but God has chosen some people. See, God has called some people. God has predestined some people. He has justified and glorified some people to just preach his word. Because one thing about God's word, it will not come back to him. Boy, it will do. It will complete everything that it had been sent out to do. It will do that. But I love the passion of this radio broadcast. I love the boldness. I thank God for you being my partner, my good cop. Sometimes when I get overwhelmed, when I get to that place, you know, when I need to be. Put real back in. And only a true man of God, only a true friend would do that. You know, because the word of God lets us know. When you see your brother, I'm not saying in error, but that's what the word says. But when you see your brother going out to the left too far, bring him back in. You know, because like you said, there's some people on some Similac out there. You know, there's some people on some cream of wheat out there. You know, we got to be our brother's keeper. We got to be helpers one to another. And when you're doing it in a godly manner, I'm going to put it to you like this, and I know you've probably seen me say this on the book. If I offend you with the word of God, too bad. That's on you. That's between you and God. Because the word of God does not offend. It corrects, you know. So we just got to be about our Father's business. We got to be about our Father's business, but yet and still the word says he's not a God of confusion. He's not a God of confusion, but I thank God for this broadcast, and I thank God for the woman of God, and you know I love and thank God for you, Pastor Gant, Apostle Gant, and my brother Pastor Rod, because we in it together. We in it to win this thing.
Amen. Amen. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, we are passionate about what we do, you know, and what the thing about talking about this tonight is because the things that are going on every day within the church walls, the things that are being said and done that, you know, shouldn't be going on and things that should be going on that's not going on.
Amen.
You know, and you know, the woman of God said that if we do get radical and get a little bit like that, you know, maybe we can change some of the things that are going on, and that those are facts right there. Because you know, the church is the most powerful being on earth, and when we're not standing together, we are divided. So that means that we all pulled in different directions. So we have to make sure that we make that point clear that we're not tolerating that anymore. You know, we're not standing by just, you know, it's been, what, Apostle, I think we came on, we just did 10 years of this podcast, and it has been started with working with the youth and where we are now. So, we have to be able to make sure that we are touching every area of the community, every area of the family. And, you know, we don't know whose lives we're touching, but we know that we're touching somebody out there. And, you know, that is, we all on the special assignment of God. You know, it brings me to the Blues Brothers show. That's what he say. We on an assignment from God, you know, they were doing their thing, but that's what they always said. So, you know, that's what we are. You know, we've lived an awesome life, you know what I'm saying, the way that we thought was supposed to be lived out in the world, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But now our life is much more powerful and awesome and glorious because we gave our life to Christ. And I want to go back to the first thing Apostle said, is that we have to think back to when God first called us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to walk in our destiny.
Amen.
We need to walk in our destiny because God has already prepared the way for you. You're going through so much hell on earth right now because you're off your track right now. You're not on your mark. You're not going where God is destined you to go. That's why you're going through all of the hell right now, all of the stoppages and the roadblocks and all of the hurt and the pain is because you got off track. You need to get back on track. You need to get back on the path that God laid out for you because there is a path that God laid out for your life. You know what I'm saying? He's already told you that. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So he already knows your life. He created you. He predestined it for you. So now it's time to get back on track so that you can start living the proper life. And that's going to mean that you got to cut some things loose, cut some people loose, places, all of that. You got to cut these things loose. You got to let them go because they can't go with you where God is taking you. So my next thing now is that I want everybody to give a final statement to everybody about them getting back on their special assignment, because everybody has a special assignment. We're going in the same direction, but God is sending you down a different road. There's a lot of roadways in this earth, and he's sending everybody down his path and that destiny he set for them. And we got to get back on that track because we all going to meet up in the same place. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to meet up in the same place. But he's sending us down. He said, go out and make disciples of all nations. We got to baptize everybody in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that's a lot of people. So see, you need to get back on your special assignment that God has destined you for. And I want to start with the apostle. I want you to give a powerful statement to the people right now about them getting on their special assignment. See, it's like what they say in the church, where the doors of the church are open now. See, we need to give them something, tell them something that's going to really, really prick their hearts right now and give them something to think about and put God on their minds and put that powerful, powerful love of Christ in their hearts right now, because there are a lot of lost people out there. There are a lot of lost souls out there. There are people that are listening right now that still don't know what the right direction is. They're here listening because they want to find out. So now I want everybody to take the time to give that special assignment message to the people. The apostle, please go first.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I have to go back to 40 years in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
40 days that Jesus was out in the wilderness. You see, Pastor Rod, the people want to do ministry, but they don't want to do the preparation. If God called you, you're going to have your 40-day experience. If God called you, you're going to go through that tribulation time when you're going to be tempted of the devil himself. And see, a lot of them don't survive the temptation of Satan, okay? Because see, God sent them out to be an evangelist. I'm just using this as an example. But all of a sudden, Satan will throw a church up that to you. He'll throw a church out there to you. Well, God didn't call you to pastor. He called you to evangelize. Okay? But you justify yourself and say, well, I'm an evangelist and I'm a pastor. So I'm gonna pastor this church. Now, the enemy just got you off track. He just got you off of your calling. He just got you off of the path that God was setting you in. Okay? So now you are off course. Okay? And now you're getting further and further and further away from what God called you to do, and you're creating confusion in the body of Christ. Okay? Now, that's a hard word. Because that's affecting a lot of people that are out there. There are those of you that are in the position of pastor right now, where God didn't call you to pastor. He didn't call you for that. Now you done went to the seminar and you done went to the cemetery
And you done got educated on how to build church. You know, where's that church building at in the Bible? Y'all show me those scriptures where God is saying, okay, church building, when you all have set up these classes, okay? Right Jesus. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is go back to your first calling. Go back to that 40-day experience when before Jesus could go into his ministry, he had to be tried. So don't you think that before you could go into your ministry, you have to be tried? Come back to your first love.
Mm.
Come back to your first love. I'll pass it to you now.
Yes, indeed. Ooh, that trying period is... okay, all right. Let's move on. Woman of God, can you give your comment, please?
Yes, I will. I'm going to give my comment out of Luke 14 chapter and 11 verse. Because, you know, sometimes, like you say, when you're called to do, you know, a task for God, you know, you first have to be humble. And in Luke 14 chapter 11 verse, it says, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." And there's too much self-exalting out there. So when people exalt themselves, they get ahead of themselves and they, you know, do their own thing and they go about their way and nobody can tell them anything because they have exalted themselves. You know, I was talking before, it says God exalted Jesus and given him a higher name above all names. God exalted him. Jesus didn't exalt himself. So today I just find that, you know, when you're on a mission and you have been commissioned to, you know, preach the word, you know, to the people, it has to come through humility. You have to be very humble. You know, you can't be self-exalting. So I just think that's just a big part of, you know, of teaching and being able to carry out your mission. You know, it has to come through humility. You have to be humble with it. You know, you can't just rise above everybody and just exalt yourself. You have to stay with the will and do the will of God, you know, and wait for him to exalt you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Jackson.
You know, pertaining to what both Pastor Gant said and the woman of God said about self-exalting, you know, Kirk Franklin said in this song, everybody want a title, but don't even know their own name. You know, you don't even know who you are anymore. You started off on fire for God. Like we said a few weeks ago, you know, when we are being led by the what God showed me this, when you follow my lead, no questions asked. When you know it's of God now, you know, we have to study to show ourselves approved, and we got to get to the mindset where we don't let anything, and I'm going to just go scripture, we don't let anything separate us from the love of God. For the word of God Romans 8:38 say, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus came and saved us. See, once we get the mindset that we are to live life for he who gave us life. It's not, and you said it so many times, Pastor Rob, it is not about us. It is about him who sent us. It is about him who equipped us. It is about him who tooled us. You know, we have to get self out of the way. We have to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross and follow Jesus. You know, people are so in tune to follow the pastor, to follow this thing, that thing, trends, and everything but Jesus. But they want to acknowledge that Jesus called them. But if Jesus called you to come, why are you going the other way? Why are you trying to exalt yourself? Just like the woman of God just said, God will exalt you when you are about his business. God will promote you when you are doing things according to his word. You don't look for man's permission or authority to be, you know, for man to give you permission to do something. What we do, we come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We come under the anointed authority of the Holy Ghost. We don't need man's permission because God has equipped, God has anointed, appointed, justified, sent, called. We're about our Father's business. We're not trying to please man. We're not trying to look good before man. It's not a popularity contest when you're in Christ Jesus. And that's what people have to understand. We're supposed to be of one accord. We're not supposed to be trying to outdo one another, recruiting people for the wrong reason. If you are hurting, and I can identify, then the whole, I'm supposed to be affected by it. You know, if my brother is hurting, then it's affecting me. It's affecting me. So we got to come together in the body of Christ.
Amen.
And do what God called us to do.
Amen. Totally agree. It's that time, brothers and sisters out there in the radio land, that you make the decision. The men and women of God has explained it to you and given you your instructions on getting back on your special assignment. And we want you to understand that we're very serious about it. We're very serious about what we do for the Lord. Our life depends on it just as well as yours. Your life is put in our hands, and our life is in God's hands. All of our lives in God's hands. But we were given a special assignment as well, and we have to fulfill our duties. And we're not ashamed. Romans 1:16 says that we are unashamed of the gospel of Christ and to preach the gospel of Christ. I'm just paraphrasing it. But Romans 1:16 is a very powerful message that we are unashamed. And we're going to do it by any means necessary, not with violence. But we know that you are trying to take over by violence. And we can't let that happen on our watch. And we on the recruiting. We in the recruiting mode, too. And I'm just giving you my final message. We're on a recruiting mode. Romans 10:9-10 tells you that we are here to recruit you, to inform you of that scripture. And it tells you that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that in your heart, that God raised him from the dead, it says that you will be saved. But you have to confess that with your mouth and believe it in your heart, that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. You have to really believe that. You know, you have to really believe that. And it says that it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. You know, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's the scripture. That's the scripture. So if you're out there tonight and you believe that and you want to read that again for yourself, write it down. Romans 10:9-10, that you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And your heart makes you, your heart justifies you, and your mouth confession makes you saved. So please, please consider that and take that in consideration for your life, for your
Amen.
Eternal life as well. And step into that confession tonight. Do that. Whenever you listen to this podcast, even in the archives, make that confession and take that belief upon your life and live with that for the rest of your life. And you will be saved. Romans 10:9-10. And take that in consideration and believe that. And God will save you. You will be saved. We've had a special moment tonight, and we thank you for turning us on. We thank you for being part of us, the Breaking Chains Ministry, Apostle Gant, Minister Jackson, and the powerful woman of God. We really appreciate you turning us on tonight. We men and women of God, so we take on issues every day as well, because we're praying for you too, not just us. We're standing and interceding for and standing in the gap on your behalf as well, people of God, you know. Because we love you, and we love you dearly. So we thank you for turning us on tonight. We thank you for being a part of it. Get with us at any night. We'll be on tomorrow night with Pastor Smith from California. She's doing the prayer night and confession, and she's on with the Word of God tomorrow night at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll be back on Wednesday with the Men of Valor and the P31 Ladies Night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll be back with you again this week to kick off another powerful show. We thank you for turning us on tonight. Pastor Gant, can you pray us out, please, Pastor?
Glory to God. Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving. We come before you with praise. We come before you, Heavenly Father, lifting you up, Lord. We come before you right now, Lord, right now, lifting up your name. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast that has gone forth. We ask you to go forth and touch the hearts and minds of men and women all over this land. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of your Son, Yahshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank God. God bless you all. We love you.
Amen.
Lord, oh please, have pity on our souls. Spread your grace around my family, Lord. Lead us all home. Lord, help me, and the struggle with this life. Gently grab our hands, oh Lord, and lead us in the crowd.
I know I'm trusting like I'm supposed to sometimes.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.